Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
6 more weeks of winter, my friends. That's what Punxsutawney Phil has told us. And I got to tell you, he is as reliable as any other source in mainstream media and probably in weather prediction as well. So why not? Why not accept it? I'm used to the cold. I guess 6 weeks is 6 weeks and we'll be done with it. But Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow here this morning, and that's, you know, I've shared on this program before, this is a spectacle for me. Of all the things that happen in American culture and society and so forth, the little things like this, this is one that entertains me to no end. In fact, I have to take advantage, I want to take advantage of this. If someone out there has a connection to what happens on Groundhog Day in Punxsutawney, I want to know about it. I would love to be one of those dudes in a black top hat holding the groundhog would be great. Of course, I'm sure that this is nearly impossible, but I'm just going to put it out there. I would happily. The hour of the day that you have to get up for this is insanely ridiculous, but I would do it. I would hold the groundhog. I would hold the scroll. I would be even somebody in the background. This, to me, is the height of hilarity, and it's fun. And it's a break from all the nonsense that we have to deal with. And so, anyway, Punxsutawney says 6 more weeks of winter, and why not? I mean, again, he's more reliable than Don Lemon. All right, so that being said, today, what I want to talk about today, there's a couple of court cases out there that I think are relevant to the larger narrative about what is happening as this country seeks to move back to a nation of laws and a nation of laws that are reasonable and sensible and logical and that make sense. And so there's a couple of court cases I want to talk about. There's been some rulings on some cases, and it's led me to want to, I guess, further discuss the court system in general and some key principles here. Justice Alito, believe it or not, for those of you who have followed politics for some time, he has been on the court now for 20 years, which seems unbelievable because I remember pretty clearly Justice Alito being appointed to the court and that entire process. He is one of the most, he's one of the strongest defenders of the Constitution and liberty on the court. He, Justice Thomas, and Neil Gorsuch are the three conservative, reliable, reasonable people on the court who care about liberty and the Constitution and originalism and those sorts of things. Anyway, I want to talk about this today. This matters a lot in our society, and there are people out there that have no idea. They have no idea. They haven't been taught in our public education system. There's probably teachers out there that don't understand the American system of justice, the role of the judicial branch, and so forth. And there's just so much ignorance out there. And it's important that we understand it correctly, because it is one of the branches that we're going to have to get back into order, so to speak, back into the confines of the Constitution in order for us to salvage this great nation. So that's what I want to talk about today. And let me tell you, this is going to be big, what I want to say, kind of the big picture of the judiciary, Alito's role. In fact, there's an article I want to reference that have some of the most, some of the best quotes that we have gotten from Samuel Alito. And this matters a lot. I think that these things matter a whole lot. They're not given the attention that they need. And we're going to try to do that here today on the program. So, friends, that's where we're headed. In the meantime, you know that one of the biggest challenges that we as conservatives face is finding ways to ensure that our values align with the way that we live our lives. That includes a lot of things, but it includes, among those things, how we invest our money. I've said on this program for a long time, it's very, very, it can be disheartening. I don't get disheartened, but it can be disheartening to fight for a cause, to fight for principles, and then find that one of the companies that you invest in or that you purchase from or whatever is using the profits or the investment dollars that you are providing to it to more or less undermine your principles and values. And that's why I love what the team at 4-8 Financial is doing. They specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that don't align with their faith, their values, so that we're not funding things that go completely against what we believe in. They do all the heavy lifting. They make sure that they're the ones that do the research and the assessing and so forth. All we have to do is answer some questions. So head on over to 48financial.com to do your part in answering that very quick assessment so that they can complete the assessment and help you see to what degree your investments align with your values. Again, 48financial.com/Todd is the website. 48financial, because your money, my friends, should work for your values, certainly not against them. Okay, so let us get to two court cases here. I want to touch on these briefly today. Which one do I want to do first? I want to do this. Town Hall is where you'll find this. By the way, you'll get all of these links on our show notes page on the website. These are also emailed out in our daily email newsletter that's free, by the way. It gives more background information. It gives source links. It's a shareable version of this program if you want to share what we discuss with other people, which that would be great if you did that. Help us to reach more people. Help people to understand the truth about this country, some of these important foundational principles and so forth. But you can sign up for that email newsletter for free at the website. Anyway, headline here, judge blocks Trump's executive order requiring citizenship to vote. I'm going to read just a part of this article. A federal judge has permanently enjoined President Donald Trump's executive order that requires citizenship to vote. The January 30th order from U.S. District Judge Colleen Collar-Cottley consolidated three lawsuits from the League of United, the League of United Latin American Citizens, the Democratic National Committee, and the League of Women Voters Education Fund versus Trump and the Republican National Committee. The ruling reads, in part, the court shall declare that two provisions of this executive order, both purporting to impose new requirements for verifying the U.S. citizenship of people registering to vote or applying to receive absentee ballots, are inconsistent with the constitutional separation of powers and cannot lawfully be implemented. The court shall permanently enjoin the relevant defendants from taking any action to implement or give effect to these provisions. So basically, Stephen Miller summarized it as this. This is on X. Democrat judge says illegal aliens can vote as long as they check the box saying they are American. And that's effectively what's happening here. So Trump wrote an executive order. And again, we've talked about executive orders on this program. Executive orders in and of themselves are not, they're not necessarily good or bad. What matters is the content of the executive order, and the context of what that executive order does. An executive order that helps clarify how the law is interpreted and how the executive branch will enforce that particular law is fine. Now, of course, in theory, that's fine. That doesn't mean that there can't be ridiculous interpretations and ways that laws will be enforced or not enforced. But the point here is that an executive order designed around that, at least in theory, is fine. One that simply tries to make up the law along the way is not fine. And so sometimes you get into areas where it's a little bit fuzzy. So Trump writes an executive order to try to prevent. We're on the same page here that citizens are the ones who should be able to vote, right? I mean, surely we can agree on that. I know in some blue cities, you can vote in local elections as a non-citizen, which is absolutely crazy. In fact, I would make the case that that is, you don't have that discretion as a state. Well, if you are allowing someone to vote at a time when there's also a federal election, meaning if there's a ballot that is federal as well, asking the poll workers to be able to only give local ballot access to people who are only allowed to vote locally is nonsensical to me. That is a recipe for disaster that should not be allowed to happen. Now you're literally a half a step away from people being able to vote just from some in a federal election, just from some clerical error, which we all know that this is happening anyway. And I would maintain by design, this is intentional. But the founders, when they framed this country, obviously they write, "We the people of the United States," right? This is the preamble to the Constitution. "We the people of the United States." It doesn't say "we the people in the United States," "we the people of the United States." There's a difference between being a shareholder here in this country. There's a difference between being someone who is vested, who is who belongs to this country, who calls this country home legally, and someone who is not, someone who is trespassing in this country, someone who is visiting this country. Surely we could all agree that the founders, when they were writing about the American people in the preamble, were talking about people of, not just in, the United States. There is a difference, and that difference is important. If the ambassador from France was visiting the United States during election time, at the time of the founding fathers here in the U.S., they wouldn't have said, "Oh, have you cast your ballot for the day?" And that's an obvious distinction. In fact, I think it was so obvious that the founders did not even take the time to clarify that, because that should go without saying. That is an obvious thing. In order to be a voter in a country, you have to be someone who has a vested interest. You are a citizen of that country. That goes again without saying. Just like it goes without saying a lot of things that's commonsensical in the Constitution, just in life in general. For example, when you talk about "we the people," you don't need to specify that you're not talking about dogs and cats as well. This is there are words mean things, and there is a certain general understanding where you don't have to explain every minutia and every detail. And we've gotten to the point where there are people who literally think that illegal aliens should be able to vote, which is crazy to me. And that illegal aliens should count in the U.S. Census, and and that those numbers should be used for allocating as they are. They are, by the way. They count illegal aliens in this country. That is used to determine a state's population. That then is used to determine how many states, how many representatives a state gets. That then in turn determines how many electoral votes a state gets at election time, presidential election time. It's crazy. This is literally how we're being governed. It's how it was done during the Biden regime. Trump is effectively trying to bring some election common sense back. And so in trying to enforce the, well, what's on the books, that legal citizens are the one who are supposed to be able to vote, Trump issued an executive order. A judge blocked it. And in the assessment of Stephen Miller, all you have to do now as an illegal alien is get your hands on a driver's license, which in or some photo ID. In fact, some states don't even have photo ID requirements. But for some that do, getting a photo ID as an illegal alien is not even very hard. We've heard about the number of illegal aliens who have gotten their CDL. In fact, we've shared stories on this program. I remember talking about one in Florida who hit and killed someone on the highway system and was an illegal alien, wasn't even supposed to have a CDL. Just all this stuff that's unraveling and unwinding in our culture and our society because people don't enforce the law. So this is one case that's out there, and a decision that's been made recently. Another case that I want to hit on is, this is at the dailycaller.com headline here, Biden judge rejects Minnesota's request to end ICE operation. Now, this case, this is a good ruling because, as we've talked about on this program before, ICE absolutely has the responsibility and the authority to enforce federal immigration law. It is their job. It can do it. ICE can do it in U.S. cities and states. Let me read a portion of this story to you again at the dailycaller.com. A judge appointed by former President Joe Biden. So this is someone who's a leftist judge, which we'll talk about that here as the program unfolds. But Joe Biden's judge here rejected the Minnesota government's request to end federal immigration enforcement operations in the state Saturday. Minnesota-based District Judge Catherine Menendez, whom Biden appointed to the federal bench in 2021, rejected the request by Democratic Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison and the mayors of Minneapolis and St. Paul. Of course, that's Jacob Frey, the most dangerous mayor in America, to immediately remove immigration and customs enforcement agents and other federal law enforcement officers from the state. So they filed a lawsuit, Keith Ellison did, alongside of the most dangerous mayor in the country. They filed a lawsuit that said ICE can't operate here, basically. Get them immediately removed from our state. The Democratic-controlled state and city governments sued President Donald Trump's administration on January 12th, arguing then that the Department of Homeland Security's Operation Metro Surge was unconstitutional. In what way is this unconstitutional? It is mind-boggling to me. This is not serious. This is the means justify that they're seeking, that they will excuse any means possible if they prevent ICE from doing what it's constitutionally allowed to do. If it creates or if it has those ends, if it means the end of ICE enforcing the law in Minnesota, they're down for it. They don't care what that means. Because again, as I've stated before, this is a key voting block. This is, listen, there may be money laundering here. This is a mess in Minnesota, and it's being cleaned up. And it has been cleaned up pretty aggressively. And by the way, Minnesota is one state. How much more of this is happening? What does California look like? Trump has alluded to that as well, what's happening in the People's Republic of California. But as I've said before, it is clearly the job of the federal government. The Supreme Court's ruled on this to enforce immigration law. When Obama was president, I've said this so many times, When Obama was president, the federal government was not enforcing immigration law. So the state of Arizona said, fine, we'll do it. So there was a court case, and the court ruled, the Supreme Court ruled, that you can't enforce federal immigration law, Arizona or any other state. You have to basically wait upon the federal government to do it. Now, when the federal government is actually doing it, you have states saying you can't do it. This is preposterous and nonsensical. But again, it's all part of their plan to try to stir up people into being confused and conflating issues and all this sort of stuff. So, where did I go here? Where did I pause? Here we go. Okay. Ellison's office, that's Keith Ellison, radical lunatic, and the city of St. Paul did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Menendez wrote in her ruling that Minnesota and the Twin Cities, quote, have provided no metric by which to determine when lawful law enforcement becomes unlawful commandeering, simply arguing that the excess of Operation Metro Surge are so extreme that the surge exceeds whatever line must exist. This is fantastic. This is written by a Biden appointee. So she's basically saying, you've not given any way for me to measure legally what is excessive here, what is unlawful. You're just simply saying that because Operation Metro Surge is a big deal, it's excessive, it's so extreme that it's exceeded some line that exists when there is no such line. The job of the federal government is to enforce the law. It doesn't say that you can only send 100 ICE agents into a city or 50 million, which we don't have that many, but you get the point. And she says, that's not what the law says. You're just saying it seems like a lot. Stop it, judge. And that's effectively what this lawsuit is. Again, it was a bit of a just a wishful thinking by the left, even with someone in the, well, that's a Biden appointee in the position, in the role. So these sorts of things happen all the time. I just wanted to hit on these because they're relevant to what we've been talking about on this program. They're relevant to the direction this country is going, especially as it pertains to elections. We have an election coming up this fall, as you well know, midterm election, a huge election. In fact, the outcome of this election is going to be very consequential as we move into Trump's second half of his final term. So that these things matter tremendously. Trump is trying to clean up elections. The left is trying everything in their power to not allow elections to be cleaned up. That was the first case. And they're also happy to prevent any enforcement of federal immigration law at all, because this, again, is a core voting constituency for the left. So I want to spend the rest of our time talking about the Supreme Court, Samuel Alito, that sort of thing. This stuff matters a lot, my friends. So let me talk about that on the other side of the break. Before I get there, though, friends, if you are in marketing, if you have a small business, if you're in HR and you need logoed merchandise, if you need apparel, if you need signage, if you need promotional products, giveaway items, anything with your logo, your messaging on it, Red, White, and Brand is here to help you. They can put your logo on almost anything. RedWhiteAndBrand.com is the website. You can go, you can shop, you can check it out. Discount code Todd will save you 10%, my friends. RedWhiteAndBrand.com, your logo on almost anything. Quick timeout for me, my friends. Back in just a minute.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48 Financial's. 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Going through here some legal cases that are relevant to what's happening in the country today. On top of that, my friends, we're also going to now venture into a discussion about the court system, the judicial system, as well, in a larger context, the importance and some key foundational ideas. Justice Samuel Alito has been on the court now for 20 years, which is hard to believe. I remember when he was appointed by Bush, well, 20 years ago now, which seems remarkable to think about. But he has become a conservative, reliable conservative on the court. And I like Alito a lot. In fact, I'll really quickly just give you my assessment of the Supreme Court. Of course, there's nine justices. The conservative justices. Now, what do I mean by conservative? Well, I'll talk about that in a minute. But let me tell you how I view the breakdown of the court. You have three reliable conservative justices. You have Samuel Alito. You have Justice Clarence Thomas. You have, I think, Neil Gorsuch. I think they have established themselves as the conservatives. I'll explain this in a moment. Then you have people, if you look at the conservative wing of the court on the right side of a continuum and you move to the left, and the further the left you move, the further you move from originalism, which basically says, hey, this is we care about the intent of these words when they were written by the framers, the Constitution. What did they mean when they wrote them? Not how can we manipulate it to fit our political agenda today. That's not the role of a judge. Originalist is someone who cares about the original intent of both the Constitution and the law. So all that being said, those are the three what I consider reliable conservative votes on the Supreme Court. Then you have Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who sometimes find themselves aligned with those constitutional originalists and sometimes don't. These folks are still good to have on the court, but they're not as reliably conservative. Sometimes they're more what you would call institutionalists. They care more about the impact of a ruling and societal impacts and those sorts of things than the more conservative wing of the court, which is basically, hey, this is what it says. If Congress wants to fix it, they better fix it. If it's a states' rights issue, states need to fix it. You get the idea. These things should be fixed at the legislative level. Then you have Justice John Roberts, who's truly a coin toss. He really concerns himself with all sorts of things that people's feelings and reactions and all that sort of stuff. And so he's the most unpredictable on the court. He's not by any stretch an outright activist. But in many cases, he becomes an activist, and I'll explain what this stuff means in a moment, because of he's concerned about the impact that this might have on society. Then you have the folks who are on the leftists appointees, Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Ketanji Brown Jackson. These folks are concerned about effectively trying to implement their political opinions from the bench. And that's really what it comes down to. When you look at a Supreme Court, or you look at justices or judges in general, you have those who interpret the law as it was written. These are the originalists. These are people who want to understand why certain, what the history, the debate was surrounding the law, if it's statute, or the constitutional principles. They want to understand what the founders or what the folks who were writing statutes and laws were doing, what they were trying to do, what the thinking was, why they use certain words, and then apply that. Apply that in the best way you know how regarding the case at hand. How does this apply to this particular case? Does this law apply? What does that law really mean? And this, with these circumstances, how do we make sense of it by being and remaining true to the Constitution and law and laws that have been written since then? So that's the direction that the conservatives on the court want to the direction they want to take. And that's the one that we want. And so when I say conservative justice, I really just mean someone who interprets the law to the best of their ability and applies it to the case at hand. They do the best that they can. Their intention is to understand the law and apply it as it was intended. That's their goal. That's the objective. That's what should be sought. So that's what a conservative justice is today. A conservative justice is not someone that comes to the bench that says, hey, I like conservative principles. I'm going to make sure that whatever case is before me, I'm going to push my political beliefs. That's not conservative. It's not conservative when conservatives do it. It's not conservative or reasonable when the left does it. It's not the role of the courts. It is to interpret the law and the Constitution and try to apply it as best they know how, within the rules and confines of the law and the Constitution. That is how this is supposed to work. When I talk about leftist judges, I talk about activist judges. I talk about people who want outcome-driven jurisprudence, if you want to hear a larger word here this morning. They want the law to be interpreted so that they can get what they want politically. And perhaps the worst at that, the most obvious example on the current court, may literally be Ketanji Brown Jackson, or potentially Sonia Sotomayor. I suppose Elena Kagan's probably not quite as far as those two, but again, they're just very open about this. You'll hear terms like the Constitution is a living, breathing document. You'll talk about the impact on society and all this sort of stuff, and they're willing to reinterpret the text to reach what they think or what they want you to believe is the right moral conclusion, when in reality it's activism. It's judicial activism. This is not a good thing. They are not meant to be another legislative branch. Their job is very straightforward, but it's in practice, my friends, people in the court system, judges, lower level judges, all the way up to the Supreme Court, They have a propensity, many of them, to simply implement what they want to be the law into the law. And that is not what they're supposed to be there for. In fact, I think it was Justice Kavanaugh during his confirmation hearing, which was a spectacle in and of itself, if you remember that. But Kavanaugh was asked about, I think it was Kavanaugh. It could have been Gorsuch, but I'm pretty sure it was Kavanaugh. And he made the comment, he was being asked about interpreting a law that he did not agree with. And he said, listen, if I don't make some decisions along the way that I personally disagree with, then I'm not doing my job. In other words, my job is to interpret the law. I don't like every law that's passed. If I had it to do my way, some of these laws wouldn't be law, but I'm still going to interpret them and to apply them as they were written and as they were intended. It's not my job to say that's a bad law. My job is to make sense of the law, apply the law fairly consistently, and if the law needs changed, allow the federal legislature, or if it's states that need to be involved, the states, individual state legislatures, to fix that problem. That's how this should be done, but it's not done that way. And oftentimes, it's a hopeless feeling because we don't elect these people. This is where you've seen in recent years all sorts of proposals for the court because the left is not in control of it. They want to use it as a politically immune failsafe to protect their radical ideas. And so they want to pack the court. They want to go from 9 justices to 15, and they want to put 6 liberals on there, 6 activists on there, to interpret the law the way that they want it to be interpreted, which is really creating the law from the bench. You hear all sorts of things like this, lifetime appointment to the court. It's one of the reasons why if you have people that are truly interpreting the law, it doesn't really matter if they have a lifetime appointment or not, because if they are true to the Constitution and the law, you shouldn't have anything to worry about. Of course, we do have things to worry about because they aren't always true to the Constitution and the law. So, got to take a breather here real quick, my friends. Let's face it, living with discomfort is tough. And while prescription medications can help, they often come with a very long list of side effects, not to mention the risk of dependency. That's why more people are exploring natural options like Kratom from Christopher's Organic Botanicals. This is a family-run company that does things the right way. They work directly with Indonesian farmers. They lab test every batch to make sure it is safe, it is clean. They use no synthetics, no chemicals, no surprises. It's just honest, natural Kratom that's been used for generations. The problems that you hear about come from synthetic blends, contaminated junk that's out there, shady sellers. Christopher's is not any of those things. They keep it real. They keep it clean. They keep you informed. You can start with their Kratom Starter Pack. Use code TODHUFF. You'll save 10% on that purchase. Christopher'sOrganicBotanicals.com. That's Christopher'sOrganicBotanicals.com. True tradition, transparency. Time out for me, my friends. Back in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Told you I was going to share some of Gorsuch's quotes, some of his, this is listed at thefederalist.com. Headline here says, here are 10 great Justice Alito quotes to mark his 20 years on the Supreme Court. We won't get to all 10. Of course, you can go to the website or whatever to read these or search at thefederalist.com. But I will do my best to get through these, at least some of these, to give you a flavor of what it means to be a qualified and just good judge, good justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, because he is definitely that. Friends, ever notice how some families seem to have a plan that lasts for generations? That is not by accident. Full Suite Wealth works with people who want their wealth to make a difference for years to come. Their team brings together high-level investment strategies like private equity, private credit, option strategies, all coupled with expert legal guidance. It's about making sure your vision becomes a reality for the people you love today, tomorrow, and in the years to come. If you're looking to do more than just manage money, if you want to leave your mark, build something lasting, take a look at Full Suite Wealth. FullSuiteWealth.com is the website. Again, that's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future. Here is a couple. Here are a couple of quotes from Neil Gorsuch. He says this, quote, we are not supposed, talking about the Supreme Court, we are not supposed to do what is popular, we're supposed to do what is right. Oh, that is music to my ears, my friends. We're supposed to interpret the Constitution and figure out what it means and then apply the Constitution. Oh, listen to that. That is just sweet, sweet sounds to my ear this morning. We're basically a democratic country, he writes, but the framers want to put some restraint on things that people might do during a particular area because they're caught up in the emotions that are triggered by the events of the day. That's politics. That's the political narrative. Those are my comments, by the way. So, he says, we have to stand firm on this, and I think we have done a pretty good job on it, but we have to keep it up because challenges will continue to come. And talking about free speech, he says this, freedom of speech serves many valuable purposes, but its most important role is protection of speech that is essential to democratic self-government and speech that advances humanity's store of knowledge, thought, and expression in fields such as science, medicine, history, the social sciences, philosophy, and the arts. That's what Alito wrote. He also said, we are obligated to tackle the free speech issue that the case presents. The court, however, shirks that duty and thus permits the successful campaign of coercion, in this case, to stand as an attractive model for future officials who want to control what people say, hear, and think. That is, as he wrote it, regrettable. That was his writing a dissent in the Murthy versus Missouri case in 2024, if you want to read more on that. Parental rights, which is a big thing today, a very big thing today in our society that's falling more and more in love with big government and so forth. He says this, or he wrote this, I should say, in the majority, opinion, he writes this, it must be emphasized that when what the parents seek here in this particular case, again, this is Mahmoud versus Taylor, which held that parents can opt their children out of LGBT propaganda pushed in their public schools. He says this, it must be emphasized that what the parents seek here is not the right to micromanage the public school curriculum, but rather to have their children opt out of a particular educational requirement that burdens their well-established right to direct the religious upbringing of their children. The board's introduction of the LGBTQ plus inclusive storybooks, along with its decision to uphold opt-outs, places an unconstitutional burdens on the parents' right to the free exercise of their religion. Again, beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff. He's talking here about overturning Roe, the Roe case, the Casey case. He says this, the Constitution makes no reference to abortion. This is beautiful stuff, by the way. And no such right is implicitly protected by any constitutional provision, including the one on which the defenders of Roe and Casey now chiefly rely, the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. It is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives. That's exactly right. It's a moral issue. Don't misunderstand me. I am an abortion. What's the term that they use now? I'm an abortion abolitionist. That's not where some people are pro-life. That's okay. But the more that I've read and thought and studied about this, I'm an abortion abolitionist. He says it's time to return this issue back to the people's elected representatives. That's exactly where it always belonged. This is what the Constitution and the rule of law demand. So people were upset that they overturned Roe and Casey, when in reality, those cases were bad law, bad interpretation of law. They created law from the bench. This is exactly what happened. Anyway, there's more to say here, but it's good to have justices like Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch on our Supreme Court. We are, folks, we owe these individuals a debt of gratitude for standing in the gap when it has become in vogue to push your radically left political agenda in courts and on the Supreme Court. I'm simply out of time today, folks. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful Groundhog's Day. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.